This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Isaac and Zook are ready to predict this week's college and NFL outcomes with their usual laser-like accuracy.
How about if I take your money and kick you in the balls three times? No, is that a fair deal?
A deep dive on the games that matter and some that don't.
Football is football.
Football's football.
This is Roppin' the Bank with Isaac and Zook, brought to you by Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. For refinancing or new home loan options, go to the local experts. The best rates in town with a process so easy, it's like robbing the bank. To learn more, contact Ryan at RyanHLoans.com. Robbing the bank on 1080.
Somebody's making money.
The Fan.
Well, it's an exciting week because Oregon Lottery Scoreboard has just switched over to DraftKings. So if you've been betting on the Scoreboard app that we've been telling you about, we want you to now bet on the DraftKings app because DraftKings has taken over.
It's a better setup, too.
Much better setup. And that's why kind of the Oregon Lottery did it. So that they kind of farmed it out to DraftKings, who is in the business of running the app in the online sportsbooks.
Way easier app, same game parlays. It's just a better user experience.
Way better, and you get more offers and stuff. Yeah. So if you haven't done so yet, if you have been betting on the Oregon Lottery Scoreboard app, switch over. Download the DraftKings app.
So easy.
It's super simple.
Bunch of deposit matches, too, up to like $1,000 right now. So you can get some good money here if you if you're looking to make a splash for the first time.
Make your account, go to settings. There's a button that says transfer scoreboard account.
Yeah.
And you just log into your scoreboard account, and then there it is. Your money's in your account. You do have to send a document to bet, you know, so they can verify your that you're you.
I didn't do that.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Just transfer my money's right on over there. All right, guys. No bar two today. He's bitching out on us.
It was a swim meet.
Wait, what? Is he a swimmer?
No, his daughter
is. His daughter is a swimmer.
Did you see Dave as a swimmer?
I would love to see Dave out there doing the dog paddle.
He did text me this. I will call my upset alert off of expected point average. San Francisco over Green Bay is what he says.
Yeah, he likes the Niners. Actually, he hates the Niners, as a fan.
Yeah.
But he thinks the Niners are going to win.
Yeah.
So that's some metric that, I mean, nobody knows anything about. But a Dave analytic is, he's good with the numbers.
He just bets the numbers.
All right. So we've got four games, two Saturday, two Sunday. We'll go chronologically. The first game up Saturday, 1:30, Cincinnati at Tennessee.
Yeah, this is an interesting one.
The spread, by the way, Titans are favored by 3.5.
3.5. So the Derrick Henry thing, like, he is such a difference maker. So if he comes back and he's anywhere near as healthy as he was, or if he's effective, that is such a big deal for the Titans, who did a great job of holding it together. But Cincinnati does a great job of taking away first receivers. They have one of the elite corners in the league. And when they get beat, it's usually by second and third receivers. And the Titans don't have that. Titans have one guy in AJ Brown, and they'll be able to eliminate him. And I don't believe that their tight end, and I certainly don't think Julio Jones is going to be able to do anything a ton against Cincinnati. So this goes back to Derrick Henry. I think this is going to be a very, very close game. I think Joe Burrow and company have what it takes to go in and actually beat Tennessee. I think this is a field goal game, so I'm going to go ahead and take Cincinnati in the points. I think Tennessee could win this, but this has a 24-21 sort of feel. And the fact that I'm getting the hook there at 3.5, give me Cincinnati in the points.
You want me to go or you want to go?
Yeah, I want you to go, Mike. Mikey props, everybody.
I'm also going to take Cincinnati plus 3.5. I'm really high on the Bengals right now. They are playing really well at the right time. And boy, I have been low on the Titans, even with Derrick Henry earlier in the year. I think the Titans are frauds, and I think that the Bengals are going to beat them. I'm going to actually probably take a money line straight up bet as well this week on the Bengals. I just did the spread earlier this week when I saw it. Even with Henry back and somewhat healthy, I don't think it's enough because I think the rest of the Titans team doesn't deserve to be the top seed. I think the Bengals are better, so I'll take Cincy plus 3.5.
My bet on Saturday will be one-fold, and it will be a money line parlay with the home teams, Tennessee and Green Bay.
Okay.
I don't love the point spread here because I do think this will be a tight game, but I'm not huge on betting on young quarterbacks without playoff experience on the road. I think that's a learning curve, and I just think the bye is such an advantage. Mike Vrabel is 8-0 off of a bye or with extra time to prepare. The Bengals, I think they're the weakest roster left in the playoffs.
I agree.
They're Burrow, and they're good, and they're scrappy, but they barely beat the Raiders. So I don't think the Bengals are going to win this game. I also don't think the Titans are going to blow them out. So I've got Titans money line here, and I'm putting that with Green Bay. So Green Bay is the second game. They're hosting San Francisco 5:15 on Saturday. According to DraftKings, the spread is 5.5. To me, that's too high. But I like Green Bay to win because I think San Francisco, you know, this is their third straight road game. That's tough. Jimmy Garoppolo's banged up, and I just think that we're making a little too much of Green Bay's run defense. They are 12th. They can be had. The Niners are definitely going to try that, but I can't imagine that Green Bay is just going to let them run all over them. They're going to force Jimmy G to throw the ball. San Francisco's going to have to if they want to win, and I think that means 7 interceptions from Jim Garoppolo. That's what I think. And I think Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams are going to have a field day. Again, I think it might be a close game. The Niners are really tough, but I got Green Bay at home off the bye, getting healthy to pull this out. So I've got a Tennessee-Green Bay money line parlay, which right now would pay you plus 125. So if you bet 100, you win 125.
I'm going to take San Francisco here in the points. And I, along with Dave, think that San Francisco can beat them outright. I wouldn't take them on the money line. I don't think San Francisco, I don't have the cojones to do that. But Jimmy Garoppolo has looked good throwing the ball in practice. It looks like Bosa and Warner are going to play.
Plus 185 on the money line.
Ooh.
That's some pretty good juice, bro.
Yeah, maybe I might place a little bit on that. Vectari has not practiced yet, which is a big deal if he can't go. Because if you look at what San Francisco can do with that defensive front, and it's what they did to Dallas's offensive line, is they made them totally one-dimensional. And they ate up an aging but still a good offensive line from the Dallas Cowboys. And I think the best thing you can do against Green Bay is just keep their offense on the field or keep their offense on the sidelines. And I think San Francisco is going to be able to do that with their run game. They have had Green Bay's number in the past. They're not scared of Green Bay. The weather is going to be bad, which I think favors the running team. And I like the way that San Francisco has been these last couple weeks, where it has been a playoff mentality each and every time for them. So I don't know if they win it outright. But I 5.5, and in some places you can get this at 6. I really like the 49ers here in the points.
I'm going to go with Green Bay. This is more of a personal thing for me, where I feel like the last few years I've undervalued the Packers and not really respected them enough in the playoffs. And I just don't want to trick myself into doing that again because I like the number. I think plus 5.5 for a Niners team that's playing really well looks really appealing. But the Packers were the one seed for a reason, and they were dominant most of the year. I'm going to take Green Bay minus 5.5.
Okay. Then on Sunday is going to be fantastic. You've got Rams-Bucks in Tampa, noon.
Yep. This is, I'll put my money where my mouth is here because I have
Tampa -3.
I have not been high on the Rams all year, and they're Jekyll and Hyde, and I think we are right now way overvaluing what happened against Arizona. I think Kingsbury and Murray absolutely essed the bed, and Matthew Stafford wasn't asked to do a whole lot. They were just able to cram the ball down Arizona's throat, and then Stafford just would sprinkle it around. The Rams still don't have a good running game. They still don't have a good old line, and Stafford's got a bum back that flares up all the time. And when he's forced to win the game on his own, it's looked very sketchy. They will not be able to run against Tampa Bay, flat out. And if Tampa has their offensive line, and this is a big one because Wirfs and Jansen haven't practiced yet this week, so I may wait on this to see as we get a little closer to the game, see what happens with those two. But if they're in the lineup and it sounds like they are going to give it a go, I don't think that they're going to be able to do to Tampa's offensive line what they did to Arizona's. And their secondary isn't good. Outside of Jalen Ramsey, it's not good. In fact, they had to go out and get Eric Weddle out of retirement because they don't have any safeties left. And I trust Tom Brady a lot more than I do Matthew Stafford. So this is my big one. This will be my biggest play. I'm going to take Tampa Bay here. I trust Tom Brady. And quite frankly, I think the Rams have been overrated all year. So I'm laying the big wood here on the Bucs.
I can see why, but I'm on the Rams. I'll take the three. I think they can hit Tom Brady. Those two offensive line injuries for Tampa. Like, if those guys don't play.
If they don't play, I will not make this
bet.
Dude,
it's Rams plus three all day.
Yes.
Those guys are probably going to play. I guess the word today was the Bucs said that they didn't practice, but there were reporters that were there that said that they saw both of them participating early in practice. So I'm guessing it's the playoffs, man. Those guys are going to do everything they can to get out there. The question is how effective they will be against a pretty fierce Rams pass rush. I think they hit and beat up Tom Brady. His weapons have been depleted with no Godwin and no Antonio Brown. And, you know, the Rams, they are and have been Jekyll and Hyde. There is no question. Some of their losses are, I don't know, they haven't lost to many bad teams. As a matter of fact, they haven't lost to any bad teams, but they have had some poor performances. Their five losses this year.
They had the stretch in the middle where they lost three in a row.
That was Tennessee, San Francisco, and Green Bay.
Those are good teams.
And their other two losses were Arizona and San Francisco. If they hold on in that San Francisco game, they had a 17-0 lead or whatever, they've won seven in a row. So even so, with losing to San Francisco, they have won of 6 of 7. So yes, they're Jekyll and Hyde, but I think they're getting healthy and peaking at the right time. They looked really good against Arizona. And so I think Tampa's not the same as last year, and I'm catching points with a defense that I think can get after Tom Brady. So I'm going to take the Rams here, and I'm also going to tease the Rams up to plus 9 and put them with Buffalo.
I like that.
I am taking the Rams plus 3 in this one as well, mostly just because of the injuries. Even if those offensive linemen play, the pass rush of the Rams is elite. So I'm worried about that anyway. And then obviously you mentioned the offensive weapon issues that Tom Brady has. It just feels like a game of, I don't want to bet against Brady, but it feels like a game of just attrition that the Rams are going to be able to win because of the situation they're in. And Suk, you said they don't have a great running game. I think they've kind of figured it out the last few weeks with Sony Michel, and then Cam Akers came back from the Achilles and looked really good last week against Arizona. I know it's a top tier run defense for Tampa, but it's not like the Rams are just running into a wall every game. They've kind of figured it out. So I think they'll be able to do enough on the ground to have some balance. I'm going to take LA plus 3.
And finally, Sunday night, probably the best game of the weekend, save for last. And I say Sunday night, it's 3:30 is when they'll kick that one. Buffalo at Kansas City.
I'm going to take Buffalo here. A little scared of this one because I think these are the two best teams. I think the winner of this goes to the Super Bowl. Kansas City at home. Look, whoever brings their A game is certainly capable of beating the other one. I like the way Buffalo has found a little bit of a run game here. Singletary has kind of become their bell cow. But look, this comes down to Josh Allen. If Josh Allen plays the way he's capable and we get good Josh Allen, they are not losing. Buffalo will be a Super Bowl team. Buffalo can be a Super Bowl winner with Josh Allen. He's just that good running and throwing. There's just something about this. It feels like this is Buffalo's time. So I'm going to take the Bills here. I think they go into Arrowhead, and I think they get the upset. I will put this on the money line.
Oh, on the money line. Okay, money. So the spread is 2. Kansas City favored by 2. The money line, if you took Buffalo, would be plus 105. I love Buffalo. I'm not hesitant of this at all. I think that they are going to win this game. I put them with the Rams in that teaser, and then I'm just going to – I have my biggest bet of the weekend is taking Buffalo plus the 2. I might as well grab the 2.
Yep.
I think they're going to win. I think Josh Allen right now is playing better than Patrick Mahomes. So you've got the quarterback, maybe a quarterback advantage. But Josh Allen is playing great, and I think his legs have been – he's just been so hard to stop on the ground as well. And they have a top 3 defense, and they went into Kansas City and beat them 38-20 earlier this year. They lost in Kansas City in the playoffs last year. I think Buffalo's peaking at the right time. Again, they've been Jekyll and Hyde, but they've won five in a row. And I don't know. I think they've taken their playoff lumps. I think this is a team that's ready. They know what it takes. They have the sour taste of last year going in there and losing. And I think they have confidence because they beat Kansas City already once this year. I think Kansas City's offense is, while so good, and Patrick Mahomes is so good, and you should fear them, they've been a little up and down, and I think Buffalo is just playing great. I think that team looked like a team on a mission against New England. I love Buffalo plus two, which means Kansas City will likely win by 45 points.
I am also in love with Buffalo plus two. You mentioned peaking at the right time. I assume you guys talked about this on Tuesday this week, but the first ever perfect game against the Patriots?
Right.
Holy cow. And the one thing that made me that much more certain is we talked about it earlier in the year. The Bills built their team to beat Kansas City this year. And when they were struggling early on, it was like, well, they built the team to beat Kansas City, but what about the rest of the league? Well, they beat them in the regular season, like you mentioned. I think they're going to beat them again here. Bills plus two all day. I love it.
Well, that's the clean sweep, which is the kiss of death.
Yeah, Kansas City's winning. Guaranteed. Back, take it all back. I'm laying the house on the Chiefs.
But I tell you, I love that teaser, that Rams-Buffalo teaser.
Yeah.
You think either of those teams losing by more than, 8 or 9 points?
No. What is the teaser? You got Rams.
Well, it's a six-pointer.
6 points.
So it's Rams plus nine.
And Bills plus
and
eight.
And Bills plus eight.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
I love that.
That's juicy.
I do have my free bet from being a new member. I might do it on
there. There you go. Okay, guys. There are the locks. Proceed. Rop in the Bank brought to you by Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. Go with the local experts. So easy, it's like Rop in the Bank. To see your options, contact Ryan at RyanHLoans.com. Hey, these coaching hires are getting more and more innovative. You know, we've been talking about this. You know, I want my no penalties coach, mm-hmm. and I want my no turnovers coach.
I like it.
How about the coach, the director of speed? Did you see this?
Yes, I did see this.
I love this. We'll have that story next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, Oregon keeps adding to its staff of great recruiters. But how about this guy? This guy's name's Jaworski Beckham. They just hired him. Jaworski Beckham. Mm-hmm. Jaworski. And he has been added to the strength and conditioning staff at Oregon. Mm. And his title is Director of Speed.
It's no longer enough just to have a strength conditioning coach. No, no, no. You have to have someone that is in charge of running fast.
Well, it is true. We've talked about this a lot lately about how the coaching hierarchy under a head coach has changed. You know, the strength and conditioning is becoming more and more important.
Yeah.
In the last 15 years or so, you know. And so has speed. And so has recruiting. And so has so all these positions are being created. And it seems smart. Jaworski's going to make them faster.
Yeah, why not, right? And he came from Ole Miss, and last time I checked, Ole Miss is pretty fast.
Oh,
so let's do
are
this.
Are they?
I don't know.
Do we measure Ole Miss's speed? I mean, how do we measure the director of speed?
I couldn't tell you, man. I have no idea. But Dan Lanning said that he's a tremendous addition to our strength conditioning staff. His experience of working with Coach Love the past 2 years. So
yeah, that's the strength and conditioning coach.
So he's coming over. He's working. He's worked with him in the past. So apparently whatever Coach Love was doing, he enjoyed what Beckham was doing as far as bringing speed. So here you go. And they're calling him Coach Jaws.
Yeah, Jaws. Jaworski Beckham.
He's done it all in the weight room.
Cool name.
He specializes in speed.
But does he have a mustache like the last guy?
No.
Who
he
was
does.
That guy?
That was
Dan
Aaron,
Feld.
Aaron Feld. Yes. He does not have a mustache.
I liked
like
that guy.
Like Aaron Feld.
He was great.
He would have driven me nuts. I could not have played for him.
Yeah, but your strength and conditioning coach has got to be kind of like that, you know? He's got to be kind of the rah-rah guy, doesn't
he? Yeah, that stuff drives me crazy. I'm not a...
Where'd he go? Did he go to Miami?
I think he went to Miami with Cristobal, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
He did.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be their offensive coordinator. See that?
What?
Well, they can't find an offensive coordinator out there.
Oh. Well, I know someone that might be able to help with that.
Oh, you mean no one wants to work under the thumb of Mario Cristobal?
Well, that seems to be the narrative, but I don't know if that's true. It just, the only reason people are saying that is because Kendall Briles stayed at Arkansas instead of go to Miami.
Yeah. Well.
And who knows why? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I was going to say something very bad about the Briles family there, but you know what? I'm not going to. I was going to make a joke, but it was probably in very,
you're
going to
make a rape joke,
it's
weren't you?
It's in very, very poor taste.
Never joke about rape.
But let me just say that the entire Briles family can...
It's kind of off the chain.
Can get bent, in my opinion.
Well, your opinion doesn't matter. The guy can coach offense.
Yes, he can. He can coach
but
offense.
But he's at Arkansas, so he's staying. So Miami, Cristobal needs an offensive coordinator, I guess.
Yes.
And now the narrative we're out here is, ha-ha, nobody wants the job, which is
that's silly.
Not true.
But I will say that there is it's not unfounded. Look, he's a tough guy to work for, plain and simple. He is a very demanding, he's like Jim Harbaugh. He's a demanding, heavy-handed coach that expects a lot from his staff, and I think that can be grating on a lot of people. And if you don't think that him and Joe Moorhead had beef, then you're fooling yourself.
Where's Moorhead now?
He's the head coach at Akron. Yeah, there's a reason why he left to take the head coaching job at Akron.
He left for Akron because he hated Cristobal.
He
so
also
much.
Came back to coach the bowl game after Cristobal had left. Look, that's an FU.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he came back not to be the head coach. He came back to be the offensive coordinator. That's code for, watch what my offense could actually look like. And what did they do? They threw the ball downfield. So,
and they lost, right?
They did lose, but they had a nice performance in the
second
half.
It was like he ran the Cristobal offense in the first half,
yeah,
and then his offense in the second half.
Jesus.
When they came back.
But yeah, there is, you know, there's a lot of coaches. Saban's that way. You think Saban's an easy guy to
win
for?
He always turns him over, too. Like,
yes, but Saban's the one guy that doesn't seem to affect.
Yeah, I wonder who Miami will get. That's interesting. Offensive coordinator. I mean, if he called.
You going to throw your hat in the ring? Talk to Dave Bartu.
No, if he called, I'd listen.
Talk to Dave.
I'd run touchdown plays a lot.
And no penalty plays.
I'd have a no penalty coach
under
me, and I'd have a no turnover coach under me.
I like it.
And I would buy the hell out of a good quarterback. That's it.
Well, they tried that last year. They gave that King like $1 million, and he kicked rocks.
And I'd probably put like a disguise on you and let you be my center.
Oh, you don't want that.
No.
Maybe
I'll disguise like Penei Sewell. Like I'll take Penei. Well, no, he's playing in the NFL.
You're gonna have to pay him.
Jeff Schwartz still any good?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Doesn't work that way.
Well, I got ideas.
All right.
In the news is coming up next. We have another weekend dry stretch coming, which is nice. And a little bit of an anniversary today. It is 4:34. Here's Mike.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Hot 5 and 5 coming up 20 minutes. Right now, January 20, 2022. 1/20/22, fella.
Is there some sort of significance to that?
Yeah, a lot of twos.
Okay.
It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Today is National Disc Jockey Day.
Oh, well, I mean, we're kind of like that. Sort of. I mean,
no, we're not. But Tim Taylor is. And
hey, we got breaking news.
I don't think.
Oh,
maybe.
How about this? Tim Taylor not dead.
Not dead.
Yeah.
We did find that out.
Yes, he's not dead.
No.
Oh. We love Tim Taylor.
Our friend, Tim Taylor.
Yes. We miss him dearly.
It is also, so celebrate your favorite disc jockey.
Johnny Fiva.
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yeah, that and Marty Party.
Venus Flytrap.
Love me some Marty Party.
Who is the kind of the other guy on, the DJ guy on WKRP. So you had Venus, Johnny, and who was the...
Herb, right?
Well, Herb was news.
And Herb was
Les was news.
Les Nessman was the Silver Sow Award winner.
Les was news. You're right. Herb Tarlick. Was he a disc jockey?
Yeah, wasn't he?
Or was he sale? I think Herb was the sales guy.
Yeah, maybe. It's been a while.
And then there was one other DJ, and he was just kind of like that good-looking dude with the feathered hair.
It's all about Johnny Fever in my books.
God, what was his name?
I don't know.
I'm not moving on until we...
You want me to look it up for you?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Andy. Andy Travis.
Oh, okay.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember him. I remember him
got
with the feathered hair.
First names, can't trust him.
Andy Travis.
Yeah, he had that Dirks Benedict thing going, like the A-team guy.
Yeah. And well, Bailey was on there too. Remember Bailey?
It has been. Well, that was Lonnie Anderson, right?
No, Bailey was not Lonnie. Lonnie was the receptionist. Bailey, I think, was a DJ.
Boy, it has been so long since I've seen.
What a great show.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
God, I loved that show. And then you had Mr. Carlson.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, he was the.
He was the boss.
The main guy.
Station manager. Andy was. I think Andy was the program director. So now that we've got that straight.
Clearly.
It's also National Cheese Lovers Day.
Well, who doesn't love cheese?
I'm
lactose intolerant, and I still eat cheese at all times.
Right.
I deal with consequences. Risk and reward, baby.
Clyde Common is closing.
Clyde Common?
Yeah.
The hell is Clyde Common? Should I know?
The restaurant.
Clyde Common?
Yeah.
I don't know Clyde Common.
Yeah,
I saw the story, but I hadn't heard of the place either.
You had it? Yeah, no. Nina Clyde Common?
I know no. Clyde's. I've eaten at Clyde's many times. Is there any relation? Is that Clyde proper versus Clyde Common?
Clyde's prime rib or whatever?
Yeah.
That one over there on.
Yeah. And they got a little club in the background, so you can go get a nice little meal and then
that place.
You go over.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Like Clyde's is a big deal, and then Sailor's Old Country Kitchen. People are very passionate about those two meat places.
It's a staple of the Portland food scene.
Didn't know.
Closing after 14 years.
Okay.
And they say that, look, downtown just sucks.
Yeah. We go out quite a bit on the weekends, to eat and, find our entertainment. And I will tell you, man, it's sad when you walk into some places on a Friday and a Saturday that you think should be packed and... You just look around, you're like, oh, man, it's rough. And everything's closing.
Right.
Dude, it's hard to find places that are open past 10 o'clock on a weekend.
Yeah, so he said that the owner guy said, look, they needed tourism downtown. They needed tourists walking the streets. They needed bands playing at the Crystal Ballroom. They needed the hotels to be full. And none of it is happening.
Yeah.
So
we went to a place last weekend called Oma's. And it's this Malaysian street food fusion place. And it was recently named one of the 100 best restaurants in America. Amazing. One of the best meals I've had in years. So, so good. And we were like, oh, I wonder if we can get reservations. Like, we better call in advance. And they were like, yeah, what time do you want to come? And we went in there and there were people. But for a place that normally has a line out the door, man, it was not hard to get a table on a weekend. And I think that's just the reality of it. There are a lot of people that, one, because of COVID, don't want to go out. And then two, people that don't want to venture into Portland. We've been conditioned to think that it's some sort of post-apocalyptic hellscape down there. And it's just not. It really isn't.
Another weekend dry stretch is coming.
Nice. So we can all stay inside and not go out and enjoy it?
Well, no, I think you should go out. Yeah. It's supposed to be nice in the 50s and sunny out there. So, get your tee times booked, Langdon Farms.
I can't swing golf club yet, so maybe go on a hike or something.
So today is an anniversary of sorts.
It is.
Yes. 2 years ago today, the first COVID case was found in Everett, Washington.
Congratulations! Even though they said that it was probably around the year before.
It was what?
They say that COVID was here months before that.
Oh.
Yeah, going back into, in November and December of that the year before that. So that would have been what? 2019?
The man was from Snohomish.
thought it was a kid.
Or, I mean, from Snohomish County.
I thought it was a kid that got it at school and then, like, went home and brought
it. No,
it was
he
a
traveled
guy.
To Wuhan. Mm. He was in Wuhan in January, and he came home. And once he got home, he started having symptoms.
Blame that son of a bitch for all this. Way to go.
And I think he went to the hospital. I'm not sure what ended up happening with him, but he started all this, that son of a bitch.
Happy anniversary.
So, yeah, 2 years ago. Can you believe that? 2 years we've been in this.
Hey, remember we were just supposed to...
And there are more cases now than ever before.
We just had to flatten the curve. 2 weeks. Flatten the curve.
Yep. The first shutdown. And that'll be a couple weeks. You'll be
right. Yeah, right.
But isn't it amazing how far we've come and just our attitudes and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we come so far?
I think we have. I mean, I don't think a lot of people care anymore.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
We've, like, come so far.
Do you remember how scary it was? Like,
in the end, it doesn't even matter.
There was no one out.
Yeah. Still a little like
places
that.
Places were closed.
Still a little bit.
I mean, some people are like that, but I think most people are just like, whatever. Give me a mask. I'll be fine.
I'm good.
I think a lot of people have started to enjoy the convenience of, like, DoorDash or whatever, and are just like, we
Hell
could
yeah.
go to the restaurant, or I could stay in my pajamas and get the food delivered to
me.
Am
I the only one that likes to go? Like,
I love it too.
Going out is way better than
it's one of my favorite.
Oh, I love it too. The convenience of DoorDash is very nice sometimes, though. That's all I'm saying. Or the
yeah.
companies of the Yelp.
My wife and I can tell you this: she does not go shopping anymore. It's all online. And she didn't do that before. She used to go out and get the stuff, and now she just orders it all on what those apps are.
Yeah, DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that.
Well, they bring you your groceries.
Yeah.
You know.
And this person...
Instacart.
Yeah.
And this person is right here. The restaurants may be dead, but the fast food lines... Drive by a fast food location, line around
Insane.
The corner.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
I tried to do the fast food taste test with Mike, like, three different times. I there's not enough. I can't round up the food because I'd have to wait in line for 2.5 hours to get it here. Crazy.
I would like to say we need to support our local restaurants. We have a great food scene here, and that's that needs to be supported.
Yes.
And a lot of them, I know Laurelhurst especially, they're very safe. You know, they've put together some situations where you don't have to be worried about the COVID as much as you would be in a normal set. You know, like 2 years ago when
yeah, and remember
they would pack you in there like sardines.
COVID can only get you while you're walking to your table. It's in the jet stream. Once you sit down, it goes over your head. And you can't catch it.
And to Suk's point, it's not like there's things going on downtown. Like, you can go to the city.
Yes, you can. I swear.
It's fine.
I talk to my friends all the time in Vancouver, and they look at me like I got three heads
Are
when I tell them
Are there a lot of homeless
I'm,
people? Yes.
That I'm going into Portland. Like, what? Like, I...
Are there fires everywhere? No.
No.
I've there
yet,
aren't?
I've yet to be shot. Knock on wood.
Yeah, you better knock on wood. That's particle board, too, by the
Watch
way.
Watch out, a car's going to shoot you soon.
Probably. Get run down.
So at this time in 2021, we had about 187,000 cases in the U.S.
Yeah.
Isn't that about when the vaccine started rolling out? Early January?
January. Yeah. And of those 187,000, 2,700 died. Now, this year, a year later, we have 851,000 cases.
It's a lot of cases.
But only 3,300 deaths.
Okay.
So the deaths have stayed steady. Yeah. The COVID cases are through the roof.
Yeah.
So that is why people's attitudes are different, I think.
Good news.
That and maybe. the Fauci ouchie. The vaccine.
The Fauci ouchie.
Everybody's had the vaccine. Well, not everybody, but
what do they call the other
most people?
The jab.
The jab, yeah. I've had
jab,
three
jab.
Of them.
Jabby, jab, jab.
And because of that, I.
Yeah, me too.
Pretty confident.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. Somebody doesn't get the jab and they die? How do you feel?
Man, it's on you. It's on you, man.
You don't care, do you?
No.
Yeah.
I really
it's
don't.
On them.
Yeah. Look.
Get the jab, man.
That's what we said in the beginning. It's your choice.
We all make our choices.
That's right. And that's where we're at.
And you live with those consequences.
With the COVID. Hey, how about this 5G stuff? Seen any of this?
A little bit. I'm still mildly confused
about...
Are they
injecting more of it into us?
Not yet.
I thought I have all the 5G now that I have three boosters. My whole body is running on 5G.
Too late. They've already moved on to 6G, Suk. You're out of date.
Damn it.
Yeah. Our nation's commerce will be ground to a halt by 5G. 451 on the fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, one more story here on In the News, and then we must roll on. But the FAA... has been really worried about this 5G rollout.
Yeah, it's going to ground airlines.
Well, it has in some areas. So the 5G, they switched on 5G nationwide, I think yesterday, or maybe it was today. But their big rollout, it has to do with the cell towers, the antennas that are near some airports. Now, it doesn't have to do with like you sitting on your phone and not putting it in an airplane mode.
It's going to kill us all.
But they are saying that the 5G cell antennas near some airports could throw off readings from some of the equipment, namely the whatever it's called that they use to show how far off the ground they are, or how far from the ground they are, which seems to me would
like
be
the altimeter or whatever.
Yes, that's what it's called. That would seem to me to be an important piece of equipment.
Although they said today, right, that I saw it on CNN, so it's probably a load of crap. Bunch of liberal bull. They said that the doomsday scenario is likely over, even though...
Oh, darn it. I mean, great.
It was AT&T and maybe Verizon. There was a couple that agreed to delay the launch around airports until everything was kind of buttoned down. But it sounds like the... It sounds like the scary part is over. No one's crashing and dying.
No one's crashing and dying, but they have canceled flights. Yes. Emirates especially has canceled flights to 9 U.S. destinations today.
Yeah, the Emirates president said it was the biggest screw-up he's ever seen in his career.
Yeah, which he's just sour grapes.
Look, you cancel those flights, man, that's a bunch of cash. I'm sure they're not thrilled about it.
Well, remember, they don't have cash, airlines. They do it out of the kindness of their heart. They don't make money.
Yes.
Remember that. They reported
record losses.
Record losses, and it's like, ah. We're still going to provide you the service the kindness of our own
Please
heart.
Give us more money.
Well, anyway, 5G. I thought we were already in 5G. Is that a stupid question to ask?
I hear a lot.
I think technically we are, but they've started 5G? Launching out the like ultra wideband or something like that. All the providers have been advertising for it the last couple weeks.
I still don't understand. All right.
Is my phone going to work better now?
The theory is that if you're on 5G, it will be faster. Yes.
Okay.
If you're on Wi-Fi, nothing will change. It will just be what your Wi-Fi is.
Now, will I be informed when I'm on 5G?
It tells you on the top of your phone there.
Does it? Where? Yeah.
Doesn't it?
No.
Well, he has an Android.
Oh, you have a stupid phone. Mm-hmm. Well, on the iPhones...
It says 4G.
Well, you have the little Wi-Fi thing, you know, yeah, the three bars.
I got that.
So yeah, well, that's because you're on Wi-Fi. To the Wi-Fi. If you disconnected it in that spot, it would tell you what you were on.
Disconnect your Wi-Fi, and then it will tell you 5G or 4G
or LTE.
I want to see what G I'm at right
What'd
now.
What'd you say? What did you just say?
LTE.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. It was just what my phone said before it started saying 5G.
Yeah, when it says LTE, I never know what that means. I just assume that's awesome.
Dude, I'm so lame. I'm at 4G, guys.
You're a 4G guy?
I'm a 4G guy.
Dude.
Not even 5. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm at 5G. Fired.
I'm going to check it out.
You know what? I'm staying at 4 because I care about airline safety.
Airplane mode, bro.
I don't want anyone to die. I'm staying on 4G. My vaccine, my 3 vaccines will boost me to like 7G anyway, so I'm fine.
I'm 5G, bro. Mike and I are going to do our own show without you.
You kidding me? My whole body right now is magnetic, and it's a superconductor.
I can't even hear him right now. He's 4G. Is he saying things?
Yeah. What is the 4G guy saying? What's the little cute little 4G guy saying?
So disappointed.
Pat you on your little head.
Not allowed to play in any of the reindeer games now.
All right. There's your In the News January 20. We got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next, guys, followed by our Blazers insider, Jason Quick. So stay right there. It's 5 o'clock on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.